taking postures for practice. Without striving for a particular posture, yet bringing some kindly attentiveness to how you're sitting. So that the posture can embody some measures of wakefulness and attentiveness. A sense of balance in the chair. Being deliberate about balance. The sits bones nicely centered on the chair. With the knees a little below the hips, if you're able, feet flat to the floor. Rising up from the sits bones through the spine in a straight yet not stiff manner, bringing shoulders back and down, opening through the chest, softening down the arms to the fingertips. Letting the head too be evenly balanced on the neck. Chin parallel to the floor or slightly tucked downwards. Eyes soft and still. Bringing attitudes of interest, curiosity, and kindness to the practice. As we begin by noticing the breathing, noticing it wherever you feel it easily. Connecting with the physical sensations of breathing just as they are. Bringing the attention gently back whenever it wanders. Letting the awareness be very single-pointed on the breathing in one spot. A very focused awareness. And that doesn't mean that the mind won't wander, it will. And when it does, we notice it, we gently let it be, and we come back to that one particular spot where we're feeling the breath most acutely. Noticing the different qualities of sensation at your one spot, whether it's the passage of air through the nostrils and how it changes with inhale and exhale, the swirling in the throat as a focus, or rising and falling up the chest or the belly. your focus of attention is on the breathing, allow yourself to widen that awareness by just a few inches. So if the focus is at the nostrils, taking in a little more of the face, for example, or if it's at the chest or the belly, just broadening ever so slightly the region where you're bringing your attention, slightly wider. And then trying on widening that awareness yet again by just an inch or two, ever so slightly. Doesn't mean you're breathing more deeply, just opening the focus of attention. And then gently widening the awareness yet again. Your focus has begun at the nostrils, so perhaps widening to slowly take in the whole of the face and head as your object of attention. Or at the neck, the whole of the neck, maybe even a bit spreading into the shoulders. And if your focus is at chest or belly, opening the awareness to begin to slowly take in the sides of the back and ultimately the back portions of the back along with chest or belly. Bringing the attention gently back whenever it wanders. No big deal. And then slightly widening the awareness again. So if you're up in the face and head region, starting to include the neck and shoulder region. If you're at the throat area, starting to include the chest and the upper back, or possibly up into the head, whatever works for you. And if you're at the chest and back, upper back, widening down into the belly and lower back. And if your focus began at the belly, widening there, perhaps upward into the chest and upper back, perhaps downwards into the pelvic region. Inching your way into a wider focus of awareness of breath and body together. Nothing to force, just opening the attention with kindness, with curiosity. What's happening here in this wider region? Taking care of posture throughout. You can notice old habits of posture, feel them, and then do some micro corrections of the posture so that it's still wakeful, upright and dignified, yet is kindly, is soft to this body. And wherever your focus of awareness first began, allow your sense of breath and body to now also move down the arms to the fingertips. Opening to the life of the body, whole world of sensation showing, holding it all in this increasingly wider awareness without getting lost in any one spot. If there's a troubling spot, hold it in the wider frame. Especially if there's discomfort, holding it in the wider frame is actually healing. If your attention began at the nostrils, widening now to include the torso. If your attention began somewhere in the torso, widening up into neck and head. The whole upper body, awake, alive, and breathing, and knowing it. What's the experience now? And now? And now? And then slowly widening the awareness for everyone down through the legs to the toes until you have a sense of the whole body breathing, breath and body together, a wide field of awareness. And from this sense of breath and body together, opening the awareness to any emotions that are showing, often, really actually always felt within the body sensations, possibly naming them as you notice them, lost in nothing, holding it all in the wide field of breath and body as a whole. Noticing emotions that are pleasant, others that may be unpleasant, and holding them in this wide field. Widening the awareness to include any thoughts that are attendant upon these emotions. Not lost in thought, not lost in emotion. Holding it all within the wide frame of this living, breathing, full body, whole body. and letting the frame widen yet again to include the other sense doors, except for vision, noticing any taste, scents, and opening to hearing. And then, ever so slightly, opening the eyes, keeping them soft and downwards, and bringing in a little light, a little vision. Let the eyes be still, and yet just gently opening. All the sense doors awake, open to the thoughts, the emotions, the breath and body as a whole. And letting it all just be as it is.